And just like a bisexual, you don't have to be 50-50 for it to count. Like,
exactly right.
I am in hookups, I want to bottom. In a relationship, I want to be a verse bottom. I don't want to be. In the past, that's the part that I think people make fun of when you say like you're verse bottom, and will think that just means bottom. And especially for me, given everything that I've said, would probably like make fun of that and have big fatty. But legit in a relationship, it is a big part of it is because the comfort that I have then with someone I'm dating helps me be more comfortable with it, like a hookup. Great. You know what I can do is have a hole. I tell you, there's very little that I have to do to achieve that goal. And it's much easier, less anxiety inducing.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
People make fun of Big Fatty.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3836. BFO for Wednesday the 19th of October 2022. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you all about my day. Big Fatty, I'm going to go get my camisole. It's cold.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Figs.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Good morning, Big Fatty.
Yeah, whatever.
Good morning.
Good morning, Captain. Let's come on out and play. Sunshine, share this
rainy day. Hello, Sunshiners, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your Sunshiners today because, y'all, we got some entries into the Good Morning participation. Yes, play along with us. Send your entries in. You can call them in or send them. I don't care. Just send them by broom. Music for the season of doom and gloom, but y'all, my spirits are raised. Y'all, I've gotten quite a few good morning. But y'all can't. If I don't have one from you, I don't have enough. Anyway, y'all, those first four were the Laughing Buddha. From the Scooter Diaries. Y'all, he was the very first one to send one in, so he had to be the very first one I had to play. Y'all, then it was my Northeast Straight Daddy! And you know, he calls me Figs, so that's what he was saying. And y'all, then it was the Moose P, and y'all, Moose P. Moose P, oh, I've got a, I tried to record a Good Morning Fatty for you, but my microhoy stopped working. Y'all, he went out and bought a brand new piece of equipment just so he could record the Good Morning Recorder. But he's going to use it for something else. But y'all, it was the Good Morning Fat Ass segment that got him. Yes, Big Fatty got him off his ass. It's true. And y'all, then we finished up with Dolores. And, you know, one of my least favorite people on Earth, Cricket, from old Stinkpot shows. So, a big thank you to all of you who participated. And, y'all, I like I say, there can never be too many. Big Fatty, you hadn't heard from, anyway, Let's see, what was I going to say? Y'all, after I spoke to you yesterday, I didn't do, oh, y'all, I made soup. I made soup. I had some leftover rotisserie chicken, and I had onions and celery and carrots and mushrooms. so I browned all of those in the skillet, and y'all, then I had a mushroom broth that I poured in there, and y'all, then I had a few of those little Irish potatoes that I had that I put in my beef stew. And y'all, I I put them in the special chopper that Ron and Jay had given me on one of their visits. And y'all, I just demolished them. Y'all, I thought it would add some thickening to the soup. And y'all, I just put it on and let it kind of stew together and kept tasting it to see if it had enough salt in it and all that. And then once it cooled down, I stuck it in the old Frigidaire, and I'll have some of that for my hump day supper. And then let's see, what did I do after that? y'all just had a solid for my supper. Y'all, I'd eaten a lot of that beef stew it was lunchtime. Y'all, I've gotten to the point where I eat a heavier meal in the middle of the day and just something real light at supper time. Yes, we can eat. That way I don't feel bloated, or I don't get the GERD when I go to bed, or have the gas. Y'all, by the way, speaking of the gas, y'all, you know that Kim Beaver? Y'all, by the way, Kim Beaver reminds me of KB, which reminds me of Kathy Bacon, which reminds me of Patty Bacon. Y'all, worried sick. That I hadn't heard from Patty Bacon in a while. But y'all, Miss Beaver, let me see if I can find she sent me a comment and I can't find, BF is a son. There it is right there. And she commented, is it a coincidence that the sun is full of gas? Ready? No coincidence. It's both of you. You're both glowing and full of gas. Well, I guess so. But y'all, the reason I bring that up is because today, make sure you go over to the BFO so you can see Misery's Lauren's new artwork for the Good Morning Big Fatty. Y'all, I think you'll like it. It's very gassy. The Nip stopped by, and we watched the Wheel, and then I watched the Jeopardy. Y'all, they're doing something this week called the Second Chances, and it's people that didn't quite qualify for the Tournament of Champions, so they're bringing them back. First time they've ever done it in the history of the Jeopardy, so it's going to be interesting, and they'll play it out this week, and then they'll play it out again next week, and then the winner this week and the winner next week, they advance to the Tournament of Champions, which will be the following 2 weeks. So y'all, the guy that is was the reigning champion on Friday, y'all, he's got a month off. Big Fatty, maybe he'll call in and say good morning. Probably not. Anyway, after that, y'all, I watched something on the TV machine. I don't recall what it was, but I did watch. Oh, I know what I was doing. Y'all, I was I was looking at the computer, checking some things out. I don't remember what I was checking out, though. Big Fatty, perhaps a new recording of Downtown? Oh, I know what it was. Y'all, I was looking at the Oceana cruises. Y'all, I didn't see any of them that made stops in Torsvon. So I'm not interested in pursuing that right now. But, y'all, I think I'm going to like doing one of those maybe one of these days. And y'all, they're fancy pants. Y'all, they've got one that's going around the world. Oh, Big Fatty, is it in 80 days? No, it's much longer than that. So I was on, and y'all, I turned on last week's Live Boat just in the background. And was just listening to that. And y'all, the men's are pretty, but Big Fatty, now don't be talking bad about the Live Boat, because you know the Brandon and Alex Lefevre have the real Live Boat gatherings at Carolina Cheese and Provisions, where they do. Y'all, by the way, for all your holiday needs, Carolina Cheese and Provisions in Conway, South Kakalaki, can help you. Either that or go to Merman Beach. That's where Holly sells the homosexual ointments. The Poke the Bear and the Merman. Big Fatty, you want to whore anybody else out? Just myself. Big Fatty Vulgar. y'all, speaking of that, y'all, a couple of folks were hitting on Big Fatty Tuesday morning. But y'all, I was getting ready for bed, and y'all, I do my cursory look at the grin doctor and at the scruff, and y'all, I couldn't believe it. Y'all, 5 miles away from Big Fatty was JR, formerly of Calvin and JR from the Howdy Do Pancakes. Y'all, I could not believe it. And I said, "Are you really in Charleston?" And he goes, "Yes." And he says, "I wasn't going to bother you since I sent you a picture in January." Y'all, he sent me a picture of squashed pennies. And I evidently did not respond to it. Big Fatty, the old gal would have responded to it. Well, yes, she keeps hers in Christina's ugly box. Big Fatty, that's vulgar. But y'all, JR is in town working this week. I don't know how long he is in town, but he had a work dinner Tuesday night, which is fine because you know I've got supper with Olive here. We'll probably be leaving here in a few minutes. But y'all, we are definitely going to get together and be vulgar. And y'all, we might even talk some trash. Big Fatty. And y'all, if I can get it to work out, I'm going to try to get him to be on the little show. So that'll be fun. Y'all, speaking of JR and Calvin, y'all, two of the few people in real life that, you know, the kids call that the IRL, to meet Miss Kim Beaver in person. So that'll be interesting. But y'all, slept like a baby on Monday night. Y'all got up, woke up, I don't know, it was about 6:20 or so, and piddled around in the love chamber a little bit. Big Fatty, did you touch yourself? No, I didn't touch myself. Well, you know, I always touch myself, but not for the purpose of an arrival. Big Fatty Vulgar. But y'all got up, had my brufkus, did the Wordle, did the Sudoku, read the paper, and then I was off. I was off on the morning nipple walk. Y'all, it was brisk. But y'all, it was lovely. Just lovely. Did the big circle, came back, got my share. Y'all, I finished off the beef stool. It's all gone now. Got my share. Y'all, I was sitting around here waiting for Hortensia to come by and y'all, she arrived on time. She's very prompt, y'all, very prompt. As soon as she got here, I was off to get my hairs cut. Y'all have just needed it terribly. After I got my hairs cut, I went to the Von's East. Yes, Big Fatty. Can you hear that? Barely, Big Fatty, barely. I went to the Von's East up near the barber shop because y'all, in the newspaper on Sunday, there was a coupon for the laundry detergent that I use. Actually, there were two coupons. I gave one of them to the jar. Since the laundry detergent I used was buy one, get one free, y'all, I went and got me another big jug of the all free and clear used my coupon. Y'all, I spent, this was the big jug. The big jug. Oh, Big Fatty, yes, the big jugs. Does that have anything to do with Patty Bacon? You know, I don't know. I don't know the size of Patty Bacon's. I spent $3.69. But y'all, I saved $7.70. Yes, you big cheapskate, Big Fatty. Y'all got back here. Hortensia finished up, and I started doing the little show. And y'all, that pretty much has been my day. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I realized that I never got back to telling you about my new toaster oven. I haven't gotten it yet, but y'all, it is the Black & Decker Crisp & Bake Air Fry 4-slice toaster oven. And y'all, it does the toasting, and it's got an air fryer basket and everything. And y'all, the regular price was $89.99. It was on sale for $79.99. Now, y'all, I had a $10 off coupon that dog took it down to $69.99. And y'all, then I got 40% off of that and free shipping. Big Fatty, woohoo! Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, the nip will be here soon, and we'll be off to have supper with Olive. In fact, I think that's the nip coming in the door right now. Yes, it is. Nip, would you like to say hello to everybody on hump day?
Hello, everybody on hump day.
Yes! Okay, well, there you have it. At the beginning of today's little show, y'all, did you hear? There was a strange clip from the boys over there at the Gayish. What was going on there?
People make fun of Big Fatty.
Big Fatty? What? Wasn't he talking about he'd like people to be in his butthole and he said your name?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.